Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
I've entitled this morning's message, Help Me Be Faithful Like Jesus. And I'm going to ask that you open up your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And I'm going to ask us to stand and let's read those verses together and then we can be seated. Amen. So if you stand and open your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 24. And we're going to read together verses 16 through 24. And allow me first to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your mercy. Lord, I'm asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I've entitled once again this morning's message, Help Me Be Faithful Like Jesus. How many of you actually ask God to help you to be faithful? Amen. Listen, we live in a time and a generation where things are falling out of place. They're falling by the wayside. I'm getting calls. I know friends. I know family members. Things there's turmoil in the home. And a lot of times it starts in the home and we overlook that. We can't, and then God shows us that it's time now to pray, to fast, to seek his face, to draw closer to the Lord. You see, the enemy is going to try to do everything he can to destroy your family unit. Because here's the thing, if he can divide your family, he has the church. And so this message, I hope, is going to strengthen us and that we can glean off the scriptures and that we can say, okay, God, help me to be like you. Help me to be more like Jesus, amen? And so are we there? Let's go. In 1 Thessalonians, if you don't have your Bible, I'll always put the scripture up here on the screen for us. Amen? In 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 24, the Word of God reads, Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things. Hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. That's the key. If you want to be faithful to Christ, you got to say no to the evil things of this life. Can I get amen? Now, verse 23. Now, may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 24. He who calls you is what?
Faithful.
Who will also will do it. May the Lord have a blessing to the hear and read of his word. You may be seated. Praise God. Praise God. Let's look on this screen right up here. Faithfulness is one of the most important qualities in a person's life. How many believe that? How many believe that? You see, saints of God, we need to be able to believe what others say or promise to do. There are some people that have promised things in our life, and unfortunately, they have missed the mark. Can I get amen? But listen, God is there always to lift us up, to help us, and to restore those things. But this is where we have to trust in the Lord with all our heart, lean not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledge him, and he will what? Direct our path. See, unfaithfulness is a form of deception or hypocrisy. And it leads to the feelings of disappointment and betrayal. How many of you feel that you've been betrayed in your life before? Oh, that's right. That's right. There's people that will betray you, unfortunately. Some will even walk out of your life. But I'm here to let you know that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we could ever think and ask and hope for. You got to hold on, knowing that Jesus is in total control of your situation at hand. Can I get amen? God knows what you're going through. God sees all things. Can I get amen? But he's looking for you to just to be, hold on and be faithful to him. Hallelujah. And watch. He will come and show up. Yes, he will. He'll come and he will restore all things in your life if you truly believe that he's able to do it. Can I get amen? That's right. That's right. And so, my friends, as Christians, we should always strive to be faithful to God and to one another. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, help me, God. Be faithful to you, Lord. That's right. We have to learn to be faithful. Listen, we can say, yeah, I'm faithful to you, God, but can you actually be faithful to one another? Someone that you can see. See, Jesus, we can feel his presence. We know his word is for sure, but none of us has seen him face to face. But we see each other face to face. And if we're created in the likeness of God, then who are we not to be faithful to one another? Can I get amen? So remember, when Jacob considered all that Jesus had done for him, remember Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he prayed, God of my father Abraham and God of my father Isaac, Lord, who said to me, and it's found right here in Genesis. Let's go there right there. Look at this. In Genesis 32, 9 through 10, then Jacob said, oh, God of my father Abraham and God of my father Isaac, the Lord who said to me, return to your country and to your family, and I will deal well with you. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies of the truth which you have shown your servant. How many believe without a shadow of a doubt that we are servants of the Most High God? Not only does God call us his children, he even calls us his brother, but he also calls us his servants. Can I get amen? And that's a key word, servant. Why? Because God has placed upon us servanthood. To learn how to serve one another, to learn how to pray for one another, to learn how to exhort one another. It's easy to condemn someone, but it's so much harder to love someone. Can I get amen? God is saying, for God so loved the world that I gave it my only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not what? Perish, but have everlasting life. So we have to learn the precepts and the concepts of God. From Genesis to Revelation, these are love letters to you and I. Amen. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. You see, my friends, God is always faithful. Can I get an amen? But we must pay attention to him. We should consider the many ways he has proven himself faithful in your life and my life, and then respond with a heart of gratitude. Can I get an amen? How many are grateful to be saved? How many of you are thankful that he woke you up this morning? Listen, there's some folks around the world that didn't wake up. Can I get amen? But we woke up by the grace of God. So we're going to look at some scriptures just to affirm God's faithfulness. Let's go there. Let's go to Deuteronomy. It's Deuteronomy 7:9. Scriptures affirms God's faithfulness. Once again, we believe that God is faithful. Amen? Well, let's look what the Word of God says right here. In Deuteronomy 7:9, know therefore that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps his covenant. Listen, let me just say this. A covenant is not a contract. You see, down here on earth, we can say, I do all day long at the altar. But unfortunately, those certificates can what? Be torn up. But God will never destroy his covenant with you. Can I get amen? Amen. You know why? Because that covenant was poured out in his blood. Hallelujah. And has sealed us until the day of redemption. So this is an everlasting covenant that God has made with his children. He has made with you and I. Can I get amen? And so we can leave one another. We can curse one another. But God will never do that to us. And that's when you have to pray for that other person. Can I get amen? Because in this flesh, the Bible says, there is no good thing that dwells in this flesh. And so, let's look at Psalms. Look at Psalms 33:4. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in what? Faithfulness. Did you know he created you in faithfulness? That's right. Just look in the mirror when you, everyone looks in the mirror when you wake up, or some are afraid to look in the mirror. I don't know. But just know this, God did not make a mistake when he created you. Did you know that you are perfect in his sight? You are beautiful and meticulously made in his mind before you were formed in your mother's womb. Can I get amen? God didn't make a mistake when he made us. Now, we can look at one another and laugh all day long at one another, right? But God doesn't look at us with that type of laughter. Can I get amen? You know, we can do one of these things. We can do that all day long, but God doesn't look at us like that. Can I get amen? He looks at us as perfected. Hallelujah. Because he sees the future. He sees our glorified state. He doesn't see us forever in this body of flesh. He sees us with that brand new body. Can I get amen? A body that will never die. A body that will live forever. Thank you, God. Let me just ask this quick question. How many of you, since maybe you were a child or as an adult, you ever had dreams that you were flying? And they were so real. And then you would land and then you could just walk around and then just boom, take off and fly again, huh? You know, I asked the Lord, look, because I get those dreams all the time. I go, Lord, what does that mean? And I said, okay, I know you didn't speak directly to me about it, but I'm going to believe this is a foreshadow of that new body you're giving us. Amen. That we're seeing something prophetically, because in the new body, we'll be able to even go through a wall. Jesus went through a wall when he rose again. He had that new body. That's right. He would appear and then disappear. That's right. And he even ate with the disciples on the shoreline of the beach. Man, that's right. He had fish tacos with them. Listen. I said, Lord, just remember me when I get that new body. I still love to eat, Lord. Well, he ate fish and bread. That's what the Bible tells me. And then he ascended up. He just flew away. Praise God. Well, those are the bodies that God promised you and I. Can I get amen? Amen. Now let's look at this next scripture, Psalms 36:5. Your mercy, Lord, extends to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Wow. Praise God. Isn't that awesome? Yes, it is. Man, my goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Look at this one, Psalms 119:90. Your faithfulness continues throughout just their generation? No, throughout all generations, amen? Through the generation that we live in. And then Lamentations. When's the last time you've been in Lamentations? Or is your pages still stuck together? The Lord's acts of mercy indeed do not end, for his compassions do not fail. Can I get amen? They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The King James says, great is thy faithfulness. Can I get amen? Praise God. We serve an awesome God. That's right. And then in the New Testament, 2 Timothy 2:13, if we are faithless, say this with me. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed? Come on, give God a shout of praise. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. You see, saints, although our faithfulness, it wavers. And we know it wavers. Come on, I'm the first one to tell you right up here. It wavers. The scriptures we just read affirm that God is faithful all the time. Even the sin of his children will not nullify it. You know that how many of you, since you've been a believer, has missed the mark? Okay, just me, right? I think we've all missed the mark, haven't we? That's right. And so because the Lord is immutable, never changing, none of his attributes will change. So you can rest assured that God's character never changes. He is rock solid. Can I get amen? He's not up there and saying, oh my gosh, what just happened down there? No. He already saw it all played out. And then when he needs to, he'll send angels on your behalf. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's right. He'll touch your body and heal you. Can I get an amen? How many of you cried out, say, Lord, I need a touch from you this morning, oh God. I need you, God. Come on, how many times have we been there? We've been there, huh? Yeah. That's right. And listen, he may not be there when you call upon him, but he's always right on time. He's a right on time God. Can I get an amen? That's right. You know, we want a Burger King life, having it our way, don't we? No, you know, a lot of times we just have to wait upon him. That's right. Some of you are going through a serious trial in your life. You never thought that I would be seeing a trial like this. And God is saying, hold on. Hold on. I'm going to come in and save your bacon. That's right. That's right. He will. Because he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think and ask and hope for. We serve a God, hallelujah, that parted the Red Seas. We saw God raise up Lazarus, hallelujah. We saw God raise up a dead child, hallelujah. And let me just say this, whatever's dead in your life, God will raise up. Can I get an amen? God will restore. He will restore your family. He'll restore your finances. He will restore your marriage. He will restore everything that the cankerworm, that Satan tried to steal from you. See, you got to understand that the devil's a liar and he's a father of lies. And he will whisper to you all kinds of manner of lies to you. But you got to rise up and rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We serve a mighty God, don't we? We serve a mighty God, don't we? Oh, yeah, he's mighty. He's mighty, and he's high and lifted up in our life. Can I get amen? Thank you, Jesus. Look at this scripture right here. I will never desert you. Look at that. Not desert, but never abandon you. Nor will I ever abandon you. Look at that. How many know that God will never leave you nor forsake you? He'll never desert you. He'll never desert you. Can I get amen? Amen? He will not leave you childless. He will not leave you an orphan. Can I get amen? Amen. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed to know that? Yeah. Huh? Aren't you so blessed? You see, saints, the Holy Spirit wants to express within us the qualities consistent with God's nature. See, God's nature is holy and pure. And this includes faithfulness. We should be the ones who claim that Jesus is able to save me, yes. To raise me up, yes. To bless my life, yes. To supply all of my needs according, yes. To his riches and glory. Yes. Come on, how many believe that? Yes. We should be the one who claim to be and to do what he committed to do from the very beginning. You have to believe whatever he started in you, yes. He's going to complete it. Yes. If he called you back in 1979 and it's already what, 2021, he's gonna complete it. The day you surrender, from that moment on, he's gonna complete what he started. That's right. But none of us within our own self, none of us have the strength, the fortitude, and faithfulness to live the Christian life apart from him. Can I get an amen? If you're living in the flesh, forget about it. You will crash and burn. That's right. That's right. You'll go around like a merry-go-round, round and round and around the mulberry bush. That's right. Oh, yes, that's right. But if you walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Can I get amen? Because there's a war in my members. Can I get amen? And that's why Jesus told them in Jerusalem, the apostles, they needed power. Can I get an amen? How many of you believe that you need Holy Ghost power, especially to live in this generation that we live in? Oh, that's right. Man, let me tell you, Satan, he's a relentless foe. If you thought he left, look out. One morning he'll come and say, boo, I never left. That's right. But you got to remember old Slewfoot. That's what I call him up here. Old Slewfoot. He has no teeth. So when he comes and roars, you know, he's like gumming it. He's got no teeth, but he wants to scare you. That's right. And some of us run, oh, I need hope. You know, we do all that, man. We run. No, come on. Greater is he that lives with us than he that is in the world. This is what he told. He said, look, you need to be clothed with power from on high. Can I get an amen? Praise God. Saints of God, if we have trusted Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord, we have been sealed by the Holy Spirit, who empowers you and I to be faithful in every circumstance. So we have no more excuse. If we have the Holy Spirit, guess what? Now we have Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. That will establish us. That will surround us. He will put a shield and buckler around us. He will encamp angels around your life. Can I get an amen? Amen. So wherever you walk into, the anointing of God should be upon you. Amen. Because people are going to say, man, there's something different about you. What is it about you? And now God will open up a door and you start sharing Jesus. Can I get amen? Because the world wants to see the real Jesus. Can I get amen? He wants to see you alive and well. He wants to see the fire that shut up in our bones. Can I get amen? They want to see a real difference that God did this. Hallelujah. You know, when I got saved at the age of 30, I'm 62 now. I remember all my family members say, yeah, right. You gave your heart to Christ. You know, because my lifestyle back then, where's Brother G? He would always say it like this. Man, my life was toe up from the flow up. Listen, but when God got a hold of my life, he did the real thing. Before I even said amen, the Holy Ghost came in, hallelujah, and delivered me right then and there. I didn't need no 12-step program. I only needed one step, and that was to Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Amen. Everything, man, he delivered me from drugs, alcohol. I had $500 of crystal meth in my sock. Oh, what, you? Yes, me. That's right. That's my testimony, how God delivered me in a heartbeat. Hallelujah. All I did was confess my sin to him, and he washed me in the blood. Hallelujah. And then he filled me with his power. Hallelujah. And for 31 years, man, I've been walking with the joy of the Lord. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. Can I get amen? Jesus. Hallelujah. And I know many of you have a testimony today. Can I get amen? What God has done for you. One day we want to hear it. We want to do a testimonial service on a Sunday night here. And you come up here and testify what God has done. Can I get amen? You need to give old Slewfoot a black eye. You thought you had me, but I got away. Hallelujah. You remember, we was dancing in that other camp, huh? That's right. And now we're Holy Ghost dancing over here. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, God. We serve a mighty God. Listen, when I'm up here, I'm excited about Jesus. I'm not gonna give you a message. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, come on. Don't come back if I start doing that. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Look what the Word of God says. It says in Ephesians 1, 12 through 14, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of what? His glory. In whom you also trusted after you heard the word of truth. I was sharing with you what happened to me. The gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were sealed. Look at that. With the Holy Spirit of promise. That means God won't take that back. He has sealed you in his blood. Ask yourself this. What scientist, what doctor, what family member can unseal the blood that God's applied to your soul? They can't even see Jesus, let alone remove the seal that God has given you. Can I get amen? Look at this. Who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory? Look, this is the place in the Word of God where God says he guarantees our salvation. That's right. Unfortunately, if you buy something at Walmart and you go 31 days, there's no more guarantee. Can I get amen? Sorry you missed it by a day. You gotta own it now. But Jesus hallelujah, will never take away our seal. Can I get an amen? We're sealing to the redemption until he comes back for you and I. I'm so blessed to know that, you know what? He's going to remember me. He's going to remember you, 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 and you. Can I get an amen? Praise God. Praise God. Now listen, saints, but if we fail and grieve the Spirit of God, then this is what I love about God. Jesus doesn't condemn us. He convicts us. There's a difference. See, conviction draws us closer to God. It causes us to repent. It causes us to see our sin within. And then we say, oh, God, I failed here. Oh, Slewfoot will condemn you. Say, I thought you were saved. Look at you. I'm going to go start telling people about you. See, that's condemnation. But God did not give us a spirit of condemnation. Can I get amen? He's given us a spirit of love, power, and of a sound mind. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Look, the Word of God exhorts us right here. Let's go back to the Word in Ephesians 4:30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were what? Sealed for the day of redemption. So now, God is saying this. Listen, I know we fall short sometimes, but God's Word is saying this to us this morning. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking be put away from you. So in other words, guard your tongue. Can I get amen? Let the Holy Spirit bridle your tongue. Hallelujah. Let praises and worship and exhortation come out. Hallelujah. And say, oh God, keep my mind upon thee, oh God, because I know this tongue can get away from me. Can I get amen? And be what? Kind to one another. Tenderhearted. You know, come alongside someone that's struggling. You can make it. Let me pray for you. Hallelujah. Let's pray that God will strengthen you. You know what? You can easily put their sin out there. But the moment you do that, you're pointing at them. There's three looking right back at you. No, we are to exhort people. Can I get amen? Be tenderhearted, forgiving one another. That's the hardest thing to do is to forgive one another. Especially after someone has wronged you. How many of you have been wronged before? Oh, yeah, it doesn't feel good, does it? It hurts. It hurts to the core. But God's still saying, forgive them. Always go back to the cross. When Jesus hung on that cross, he did this. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They spat on him. They beat him. They whipped him. They scourged him. They sliced him up. But they didn't break one bone. Can I get amen? And yet, they mocked him, ridiculed him, they lied upon him. And he still said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. This is what we need to do, is learn the heart of Christ, to be Christ-like in the day that we live in. Let me just say this. You know, there's so many streaming channels now. And almost every streaming channel has violent movies on them. And they have vulgar mouths. And now... During the week, you're watching these things, and then you come in here to be holy. And yet, those things are playing out throughout the week. God said, guard your heart. Because the enemy in this generation is coming in like a flood. Get the junk out and get the Spirit of God in. Can I get amen? That's right. Praise God. Praise God. And so look at this. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ forgave you and I. Amen. Now look at this. God has promised to be faithful to us. Did you know that? Listen, we're going to go a couple of points. Number one, he will always forgive us. Aren't you so blessed to know that God will always forgive us? Is that a blessing? We have provision in God's word. Look at this. Look at what it says here in 1 John. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, the righteous what? To forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So listen, I don't care what you've done. I don't care what you've said. I don't care what you committed. I don't care if you cheated on your taxes this year. But confess those sins to God. And he will forgive you. Can I get amen? He will forgive you. God's faithful. Listen, we're going to struggle in this life because we live in this body of flesh, right? But God has given us provision. Praise God. You see, saints, forgiveness is only possible because Jesus paid our whole entire sin debt in full. Aren't you so blessed? Listen, your sins from the past, your sins in the present, and your sins in the future is already applied with his blood. It doesn't give us a license to sin. It lets us know, oh God, if we miss the mark, we have you to cleanse us and to wash us. Aren't you so blessed? We have provision. Now, God can forgive us because Christ's sacrifice satisfied his justice. He demanded, God demanded justification. He demanded us to be right before the Father. And the only way that was possible, he had to come and die for our sin. And he had to apply the blood. So just know this, wherever you are at, when you're at home, when you're walking around, maybe next Sunday is Easter, you're at the park, playing with family, fellowshipping, whatever. Just know this, that God, hallelujah, when he looks down, the Father looks down, wherever you're at on this earth, he doesn't see your sin no more. He sees the blood of his son Jesus upon your life. Can I get amen? Amen. You will know that I'm a child of God. Thank you, Lord, that God will always be with me and protect me and wash over me. That's right. How many believe that God is with you always? Man, know that. Know that. No. Don't listen to man. Listen to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, there's a smorgasbord of ministries out there, and a lot of them are really awesome and they're powerful. And then there's some, I'll tell you, they'll try to mislead you. But God's word will never mislead us. Can I get an amen? Amen. Go to the word, and God will, God, we just read, he will never leave us. He's washed us in his blood. Look at number two. Number two, God's faithfulness limits the power of our temptation. How many of you have been tempted? Well, here's God's word that talks about this. Look at this. No temptation, say that with me in 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you except something common to mankind. And say this with me, God is faithful. Say that again, God is faithful. So he will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation, look at this, will provide the way of escape. Man, God will make a way of escape for you. Also, so that you will what? Be able to endure it. So no matter what old slew foot brings your way, no matter what your flesh will do, contrary to God, God's able to make you even escape through that. Aren't you so blessed to know he's able to listen, I think he called us all Houdinis. Oh, that went right over your head, didn't it? You know who Houdini was? He was that one that if you locked him up in chains and then you put him in a glass case and threw him down in the bottom of the ocean, he still got out somehow and he made it to the top, right? Well, guess what? We're all Houdinis. Can I get an amen? That's right. Because the devil will try to keep you bound up. That's right. But God will come and loosen your shackles. Hallelujah. He'll come and save you. He'll come and bless you. He'll come and anoint you. He'll come to empower you. He'll cause you to step on the devil's neck. Can I get an amen? That's right. God is able to do all that. Can I get an amen? But you got to learn to trust him and believe that he's able to do that. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's look at our third point right here. We can have the peace of God. How many want peace? How many want to be at peace with God? That's what I do. And the day I gave my heart to Jesus, man, the peace of God was upon me. For the first time in my life. Oh, man, I'm telling you, I was a restless soul. Anxiety, fear, anger, bitterness, all that was all welled up in me. But when the Holy Spirit came upon me, it was like his power melted it all away. And all those things that was on me was basically eradicated. And then the Spirit of God came upon me. Hallelujah. And then I was weeping with these tears that I never had before. Hallelujah. And I was drenched. I was engulfed by his presence. Hallelujah. And man, he made himself be known to me in my innermost being. Hallelujah. And I knew from that moment on that I'm his child forevermore. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Look what God's word says about that. Look in Philippians. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, meaning understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ. It's God's word. He will guard us. Can I get amen? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Saints, if we bring our anxieties, and how many every now and then gets anxiety attacks? That's right. We need to take it to the Lord in prayer. Can I get amen? We can receive his peace even in the midst of trying situations. And some of us are in a trying situation right now. That's right. You know, a lot of us, we can put a facade on. We can put a mask on. Everything's all right. But man, everything's toe up. Sometimes even at home. But God is able. God is able to turn that whole situation around for his glory. Can I get an amen? But you got to believe God. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't say, man, I don't see anything happening here. I'm gone. No. Sometimes God is saying, you know what? Stay in the fire a little longer. You know why? Because he's doing something in your life. You see, once he purifies your heart, now you're able to withstand it. And now you'll be able to pray for that individual. You'll be able to pray for your friends, your co-worker, your spouse, your children. You'll be able to stand. Why? Because you have gone a few rounds with God. Can I get amen? Look at that like a boxer, man. When he gets to the 10th round, and then he gets into the championship rounds, like round 11, you've gone through a fight. And you're so exhausted. And you're ready to throw in the towel. This guy's still standing. He's still beating on me. That's when God will test you to the fullest. And listen, when round 12 rings and it ends, say, God, I made it. I made it. And then you can look back and say, God, if I was able to do that with you, then how much more will you do for me now? That's right. You see, a lot of times we want to look at God as the God of yesteryears, the God of the past, that God did this for me. But God is saying, have faith today. See, we can look in the future and we can have faith. Yeah, I know Jesus is coming. You know, I'm waiting on God. Okay. And then I know he delivered me back there. But what about today? God is saying, have faith today. Can I get an amen? We can't live in the past. We got to know that God is living with me today. Jesus, thank you, God. Hallelujah. Let's look at this one. The Holy Spirit limits the power of Satan in our lives. Aren't you so blessed? You see, God has a chain, a choke chain on that slew foot. Every now and then he'll let that chain loose and that old slewfoot will come and he'll play havoc. But God is looking for you to hold on to Christ. Amen. Oh, here comes that toothless wonder. Here he comes again. That's right. He doesn't have no teeth. He barks loud though. He barks louder than the German shepherd next door to me. You know, my little dog can bark, but that dog next door will just overtake him in the bark. Woo, woo, you know, but that's how Satan wants to come and scare you. But God will not let anything happen to you without his permission. Oh, yes, look at this. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. But the Lord is faithful. Say that with me. And he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. Come on, write that scripture down. By the way, you can go back to the website and download all this, amen? And my PowerPoint and everything else. You see, saints, Satan is under God's control. Can I get amen? And does not have freedom to do whatever he desires in our lives. It has to be given permission by God. These four promises can enable us to face whatever challenges that we just read that come our way. Why? Because we can count on the faithful one who is the Lord Jesus. Aren't you so blessed to know that God is faithful? Look at this. 1 Corinthians 1:7. So that you come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the what? Revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm you to the end. God is in it to the end. Can I get amen? Amen. He's not going to drop you off at the corner. He said, now you're on your own. No, he's with us to the end. Look at this. Who will also confirm you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Once again, say that with me. God is what? Faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. You see, saints, we may not understand our situation that we're in right now. And God is not saying, I need to figure this out on my own. God is saying, give it to me. Give me your situation right now. And let me see you through it. That's right. Let God see us through it. Why? Because when we learn to trust God and the power of God comes upon us, guess what God gives you in return because you are looking to Jesus? Now, if we look to ourselves, we may just crash and burn. But if we're looking to Jesus, this is what he gives us. Look at this. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy. Look at this. Peace, long-suffering, meaning patience. How many of you struggle with patience? Look at this. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Or do you go home and yell at your spouse and kick the dog? No, that's not you, is it? Look at this. Because we have to have what? Gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have what? Crucified the flesh with his passions and desires. Praise God. Praise God. We serve a mighty God. How many believe we serve a mighty God? So just remember this. When we walk in the Spirit, we'll have the following characteristics, and then we're going to close. Number one, God is looking for you and I to be devoted to God. Why? Because he will be the only one we follow. Are you following another God or are you following Jesus? There's a lot of little gods in this world. But they have little g's. But we need to follow the one and true God. Amen? Look at this right here. Be loyal to God. We will be someone others can count on to do what we say we will. You see, your friends may not know who Jesus is, but guess what? They see the Jesus in you, the hope of glory. So they're coming to you to count on you to be faithful, to be true. And that opens a door for them. And then you can introduce them to the Lord Jesus. Can I get amen? Look at this one right here. Unwavering. God wants you to be steadfast. Our reliability won't vary from day to day. Every day that God gives us, he gives us one day at a time. We have to be unwavering. In other words, no matter what circumstance that we face, we're not going to waver in our faith. Can I get amen? We're going to be steadfast. We're going to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Praise God. And here's that word, steadfast. We'll be steady in our commitments and unshaken by changing circumstances. Listen, your circumstance will change day to day, but God won't change. God's character won't change. So we can rely on him to help us for that circumstance that day. Can I get an amen? Look at this one. God is wanting us to be trustworthy. Others can believe us because we will always speak what? Truth. Don't lie to one another. Don't lie to your boss. Don't lie to your spouse. Don't lie to your children. Be truthful to them, even when it hurts. Can I get amen? Be true. Be trustworthy. Where people can say, man, you know what? This one won't go to the newspapers and put a blotter on me. You know what that means? someone that you confide in, and then everyone knows it the next day. That's right. God is saying, you know what? Don't let me talk negative about anybody. And if you don't have nothing good to say, don't say it at all. But tell them that they're loved by God and God wants to help them. Can I get amen? Be that vessel that God's called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Look at this one. Be dependable. People can rely on us to show up on time and accomplish what we would undertake. Whatever God has given you, what? Be dependable with it. Can I get amen? Be dependable at home. Be dependable on your job. Be dependable in school. Young children, be dependable. If your parents ask you to do your chores, you know, do it with joy. Some of them are going. Listen, young children, if you do it with joy, God will bless your little life. And then you'll get that treat. Oh, let's go to Baskin Robbins. You cleaned your room. See, if you do something nice, nice things come back in return. We need to be obedient. Although we won't what? Do it perfectly, our desire and aim will be to obey God. If we learn to obey God, guess what? We learn now to obey one another. Yes, that's right. When you're learning to obey God, then guess what? It'll just trickle upon you. Now we can learn how to be obedient to one another. Praise God. And once you're learning all this and you're walking in the Spirit, all this is walking in the Spirit. We can't do none of this in the flesh. I hope you know that. Because the flesh is corrupt. Anger, clamor, evil speaking, hatred, you know, all that. No, God is saying, get rid of all that and fill me. He wants to fill you with his being, his Spirit. And once you're learning all that, now your life will become fruitful. Our lives will have a positive influence on others. Now you're going to start bearing fruit. God's going to see your life radically change. And men and women, your children, your spouse, your coworker, your boss, they're going to see something so positive in your life. Guess what? They're going to come and ask, what is it about you? And why am I yearning to have what you have? And guess what? Now you can open up the door and have them walk in and sit down and tell them about Jesus. Can I get an amen? That's right. And so, last attribute, be faithful. Why? Because we will be faithful to God and to others. We'll learn to do that. Can I get an amen? So I have some questions as I close. Number one. How confident are you that you can trust the Lord in every circumstance? How confident? Listen, you know the circumstance that you're in right now that you're facing. Are you confident to trust in the Lord? Or do you trust people for your circumstance? I'm here to let you know, some people in your life are wonderful. They're marvelous. Some of them are parents and cousins and aunts. But they could only go so far. This is where we need Jesus to take us the rest of the way. Can I get amen? Number two, in what ways has he demonstrated his faithfulness in your life? Just do a journal. Write down all the things that you could remember what God did for you. And remember, because when you remember what God has done for you, guess what? When that new trial comes, you'll be able to say, God, you saw me through that. You're going to see me through this one. No differently. Can I get amen? Amen? Number three, how faithful are you to other people in your life? Ask yourself that. See, sometimes we miss the mark, amen? And so here's the fix. No matter how faithless you've been to other people, you can go to God and say, God, forgive me, wash me, cleanse me, and then now go and get right with that person. And get it restored. And God will start doing the miraculous. Why? Because he's with you. He wants you to do the right thing. Yeah. Our flesh says, no, man, they wronged me. No, I'm not going to go over there. I'm not. You know what? Uh-uh. I hope they trip on a brick. Oh, no. You've never been there, have you? Number four, how faithful are you to the Lord? Huh? How faithful are you to the Lord? How many believe that Jesus is coming soon? Huh? How many of you believe that God is going to come in the clouds? And the Bible says the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we that are alive and remain shall be caught up to be with the Lord. We are living in the generation, I need you to know this, we are living in the generation right now that God said we would see those things come to pass. The first landmark to look, to know that we are that generation, he said in the last days, God would bring all the Jews from around the world and bring them back to the land of Israel, and he did it in 1948, and now they're a prosperous, striving little nation, no larger than New Jersey. And every day, Jews are flying in from all over the world making aliyah. You know what aliyah means? That means their journey back home to their land. Jews are waking up in the morning. They're hearing God's voice saying, you need to come home now. And so they're just making plans. I got to move to Israel. And because they have a Jewish lineage, they're able to do it without any red tape. And in other words, Israel's walking them. I'm telling you, my wife and I, Brother Tony back there who's working the boards, we've been to Israel many times by God's grace. I think me and Tony's been there at least 15, 16 times with Mission Valley. And every time we've gone, we would fly in and we would start onboarding, you know. And then we're in the lobby of the airport and here comes planes coming in and bringing people that are coming into Israel for the first time, and they're all taking these big old giant group pictures like, we're here, we're here, we're here, right before our eyes. God is fulfilling prophecy before our eyes. Jesus said in the last days, there'll be wars and rumors of wars. He said there'll be earthquakes in many places. There's never been so many earthquakes around the world than ever before. He said that there'll be a falling away, meaning there'll be some people that were in church for a long time. Now all of them, they fell away. He said that there will be deception. People will be deceived. And there, unfortunately, there's these big old giant, I'm not going to name them. There's these big old giant mega churches. They'll shake you up three times in one service for every ounce of penny in your pocket. If that ever happens here, please don't come back. We won't pull those shenanigans here. Can I get amen? We're here to serve the people. We're here to make you grow in your faith. Can I get amen? If there's an agenda with us, it's to watch you grow in Christ. Can I get amen? It's to have you come alive unto the Lord Jesus so that you can tell somebody about Jesus. Can I get amen? We're not here to shake you up and turn you upside down. Is there another penny that can come out of that? Uh-uh. That's not our MO up here. We're here to watch you grow and bring others that don't know Christ. And many of them have been baptized in our jacuzzi. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. How many, just show of hands, how many of you got baptized in the jacuzzi in the patio? Oh, okay. So many of you, huh? Well, if you haven't been water baptized, come on. You know what? It's not a suggestion. The Bible said it's a commandment. God commands us in the book of Acts. And so I'm just throwing that out. If you've never been fully submerged in water, not sprinkled on the forehead when you were a little child, you had no say in that. Oh, that's right. No. Matter of fact, sometimes after our baptisms, man, we throw on the carne asada on the grill. We celebrate with you. Can I get an amen? Oh, come on. But Jesus is coming soon. Look what Paul wrote, and we're going to close. Look what Paul wrote. He wrote this, but I don't want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in what? Jesus. Look at verse 15. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. Now, let me just pause there. The word asleep means those who have died in Christ. So their physical earthly bodies are in the grave, okay? So that's what it means by asleep. They're not snoring on their bed. No, they are 6 feet under. Can I get amen? Amen? All right, let's go back. Now, it says this, verse 16, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with the shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. You know what this right here is? Let me show you what this is. For those of you that don't, this is a shofar. Can I get amen? This is a shofar. We're not going to hear a three-tone trumpet, you know, a brass trumpet. The angels are going to blow the shofar. Can I get amen? Then the dead in Christ will rise first. Hallelujah. It'll hopefully sound similar to this. Look at this. Oh, come on. Come on. Look for that shofar in the sky. Can I get amen? Oh, I can't wait. Why? Because it says right here, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we, say that with me, then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always, say that with me, we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, frighten one another. Oh no, I'm sorry. It says comfort one another. Can I get amen? Listen, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. But guess what? You and I, if I know maybe some of the younger ones back there can probably jump at least 3 feet in the air. For me, 3 inches. And if I come back down, I don't know if I'll come back down on my right ankle or my left ankle, but it'll probably twist. Oh, yes. So God has to miraculously change our body. He's got to change us. Look what Paul wrote to the Corinthian church right up here. He wrote, now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood, just touch your skin. This is flesh and blood. It cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption, meaning this body is full of corruption. Can I get amen? Cannot inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. So some of us may not even experience physical death. Oh, yeah. Oh, come on. Yeah. Come on, come on. Some of us may not even witness physical death. Oh, man, I said, Lord, I'm going to be in that number. I'm going to be alive when you come. Look at this. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be what? Changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. A twinkling of an eye is faster than the speed of light. The speed of light travels 186,000 miles per second. A twinkling of an eye is quicker than that. Look at this, at the last, what? Trumpet for the Lord. Man, look at this. For the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised incorruptible. So our loved ones that have died in Christ, they're going to have that new body that doesn't have any sin in it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we shall what? Be changed. For this corruptible, just always remember, the body you live in must put on incorruption. So we must put a body that doesn't have corruption anymore. And this mortal must put on immortality. So we're limited here on earth. So many years we have. Praise God, my dad lived to the age of 93. And then we had to bury him. Can I get amen? But look at this. So verse 54. For when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, meaning we're going to live forever with Jesus, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Praise God. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed? Now, this is why I believe if you're listening to this message for the very first time, those of you on Facebook and YouTube, praise God, it's still rolling. I'm just, I'm just so happy. The last few weeks, I would, what's going on here? You don't know how overjoyed I am right now. My heart is just clapping like this. Thank you, God. Now listen. God is allowing you to listen to this message to let people know that Jesus is coming soon. And God wants us to be ready, mind, body, and soul. We must be looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Can I get amen? We have to press. We have to contend. We got to lay aside every weight and sin that so easily besets us and press toward the prize and the call in Christ Jesus. That's right. Because if we are not ready, don't let this happen to you. Look at this right here.
Jesus Christ is coming back for his church. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 42, "Watch therefore, for you do not know the hour your Lord is coming." I want you to know, church, that Jesus Christ could come this month, or he might come next week, or he could even come...
question is, are we ready? Are we ready? Are you ready? Facebook and YouTube family, those who have maybe logged on for the first time, are you ready to meet the Lord? Because let me just say this, when he comes, it's going to be that fast. You won't have time to go tell someone. You won't have time to go, "Oh man, I was still making menudo on top of my stove. It's going to burn." It's gone. Can I get amen? Well, listen, we'll be out of here. We'll be out of here. And here is how we get out of here. For those who have never given their heart to Jesus, 2,000 years ago, Peter the apostle, who got filled with the Holy Spirit, look what he wrote here 2,000 years ago. "Then Peter said to them, 'Repent. And let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall," say that with me, "and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the promise is to you," and look at this, "and to your children, and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call." Man, aren't you so blessed? Huh? Aren't you so blessed? Thank you, God. We're so blessed that God is going to remember us, and he's going to take us home.
Thank you, Lord.
And so if you're watching right now and you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, we here at Amazing Grace, we want to pray for you. And maybe if you're here visiting for the first time, you've never given your heart to the Lord, I'm going to lead you into a prayer. Now, the prayer, I need you to understand, the prayer, it's not mystical, it's not magical. You just have to believe God in faith. Faith in Christ Jesus. So if you're here, just bow your heart and your head with me and pray this simple prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I confess to you that I'm a sinner. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Come on, give him glory and honor. Hallelujah. Is he worthy? Is Jesus worthy? Oh my goodness, praise God. Listen.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.